Radio Prague News. The Czech Republic is against the introduction of a new bank tax in the European Union. The caretaker government of Jan Fischer is considering naming a commissioner who would oversee the planned completion of the Temelín nuclear power plant. And the Czech branch of Transparency International has criticized the anti-corruption measures floated by the emerging centre-right coalition government. The Czech Republic is against the introduction of a new bank tax in the European Union, which should serve as a reserve fund for possible liquidity crises. Caretaker Prime Minister Jan Fischer, who is attending Thursday's EU summit on economic policy, said that in its present form the proposal was too rigid and too many questions remained unanswered. The European Commission is pushing for a common stand on the issue ahead of a G20 finance ministers' meeting at the end of June, where it hopes to persuade other countries to adopt similar measures. Another controversial issue discussed is whether the European Commission should have the right to review member states' budgets before they are presented to national parliaments for approval. The caretaker government of Jan Fischer is considering naming a commissioner who would oversee the planned completion of the Temelín nuclear power plant in South Bohemia. According to the news site Aktualne.cz, the government wants to increase the transparency of related tenders and bring the construction process under greater control. The state-owned company CEZ, which owns the plant, has not specified how much it wants to invest in it and how many reactors it is planning to build. The Czech branch of Transparency International has criticized the anti-corruption measures floated by the emerging centre-right coalition government. The head of the Czech branch of Transparency, Václav Liška, told the CTK news agency the debate on corruption had shrunk to a discussion of a couple of controversial repressive measures, such as the introduction of an agent provocateur. He called on politicians to adopt a comprehensive anti-corruption strategy that would be primarily based on prevention. The Czech branch of TIC is preparing its own draft proposal. Some 2,500 doctors working in state hospitals are threatening to quit their jobs at the end of the year if they do not get a substantial pay rise. Their ultimatum comes in response to an appeal from the Czech Medical Chamber, which has urged physicians to put more pressure on the government. The chamber wants to see the average monthly salary of Czech physicians upped from the current 45,000 crowns to 70,000, which is triple the average salary in the country. If doctors follow through with their threat, some hospitals will face serious problems. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be overcast with rain in places and day temperatures well under 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.